This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration on Monday declared new sanctions on Iran's oil sector, including sales to Syria and Venezuela. Since 2018, the Trump administration has enforced sweeping sanctions aimed at ending all of Iran's key oil exports and seeking to choke off all cash sources for the regional nemesis of U.S. allies, Saudi Arabia and Israel. Under the new measures, the administration designated the National Iranian Oil Company, Iran's Petroleum Ministry, and the National Iranian Tanker Company under a counterterrorism authority, raising the bar for any future administration to reverse course. The Treasury Department issued the sanctions by linking the three entities to the Revolutionary Guard's elite Quds Force, which was earlier designated as a terrorist organization by the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that the sanctions should send a warning to what he called the few remaining buyers of Iranian crude oil. The U.S. State Department has approved the potential sale of 100 Boeing-made Harpoon coastal defense systems to Taiwan. It's a deal that has a potential value of up to $2.37 billion. That's according to the Pentagon on Monday. Reuters is reporting the White House is moving forward with five separate sales of sophisticated military equipment to Taiwan, with a total value of around $5 billion. The Trump administration is ramping up pressure on China as concerns rise about Beijing's intentions toward Taiwan. And health authorities in China's northwestern Xinjiang province have launched a widespread testing effort in Kashgar after 137 new cases were discovered. VOA News.